Diva Kaja is my share Joe Ballard Thoughtful. She arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Well, as many regular listeners will know by now, Joe Ballard is a big Brendan O'Dowda fan. We could hardly have a Sounds Irish programme without a track from Brendan O'Dowda. And this time he's singing yet another of those Percy French songs. And I'm sure if you think about an Irish song, it was certainly within the top five or six. This one would certainly be there.
Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people all working by day and by night. Sure, they don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, but never mind, with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions, all roses and cream, as O'Loughlin remarked with regard to them same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, sure the colour would all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for my wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here now at the head of the force. I met him today, I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped the whole street with one wave of his hand. And there we stood talking of days that are gone, while the whole population of London looked on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me, to be back where dark Mourn sweeps down to the sea.
Well, Was it Don McLean, I think, that had the hit version of that some years ago? That was Brendan O'Dowd and his interpretation of The Mountains of Mourne. As we've told you, I think, on a recent programme, the Mountains of Mourne are situated in County Down, which is on the east coast of Ireland, just north of, well, the county north of Dublin is County Louth, still in the Republic of Ireland. But then we go out of the Republic of Ireland into Northern Ireland, and there we come across County Down and the Mountains of Mourne. Well, as I say on every Sounds Irish programme, friends, I like to try to get two Daniel O'Donnell tracks in during the course of the programme. I don't always succeed. But I'm starting nice and early this week because we've just been to the Mountains of Mourne on the east coast. Now we're going right up to the northwest coast, and it's our Daniel O'Donnell first track, and where he's heading, it's destination Donegal.
As I stand above the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new horizon, I grow further from my home. I'm sailing on a foreign ship that's bound for Montreal, but I'll view the world and make my destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Chrysler and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call. Beyond the Bluestack Mountains, in the town of Donegal, oh Donegal, I miss you, and I'll never understand why I left you for these foreign lands against my heart's command. Whatever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, I know I'll make my final destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Chrysler and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call. There beyond the Bluestack Mountains, in the town of Donegal, I know I'll make my final destination Donegal.
As we say so often on Sounds Irish, the most sung about county in Ireland there, and Donegal. And I wouldn't bet that we wouldn't have another Donegal song before the end of the programme. That was Daniel O'Donnell. And now another big favourite on Sounds Irish, Dermot O'Brien. And Dermot's playing a lively one for us this week. I think we played the Dublin City Ramblers version of this a couple of weeks ago. Take a listen to Dermot O'Brien, and he's telling us all about he's going home, boys, home. He's got some of his friends with him as well.
Well, it's home, boys, home. I'd like to be home for a while in the old country, for the oak and the ash and the bonny round tree are all a growing greener in the old country.
Oh, when I was just a young lad, I longed to see the world, sail across across the sand ships and see the sails unfurled. Oh, I went to seek me fortune on the far side of the hill. I wandered far and wide and now a travel day had me fail. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, for the oak and the ash and the bunny round the tree are all a growing greener in the old country. Oh, I left me love behind me and I sailed across the tide. I said that I'd come back again to take her for me bride. But many's the year has passed and gone and still I'm far away. For I know that she is fond and true and waiting for the day that I'll be home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all grown greener in the old country. For I've learned there's more to life than just to wander and to roam, and happiness and peace of mind can best be found at home. For money can't buy happiness and money cannot bind, so I'm going back tomorrow to the girl I left behind. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all growing greener in the old country. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all growing greener in the old country. And it's home, boys, home.
Hey there! Dermot O'Brien and his friends and homeboys home. Now, this next track has three things going for it. First of all, it's not an Irish song. I think it might even be a Victorian or an Edwardian song about that era. It's also performed by two Celtic people, one Scottish and one Irish. I've put the ladies first. A favourite of mine, Patricia Cahill, lovely girl, and now residing in Spain, retiring from a wonderful, successful singing career. She's joined by the Scottish tenor Kenneth McKellar. They made, well, I know of one album they made together, which is entitled The Great Duets. And they're singing such a great duet for us now. It's that lovely old song. I think I played Brendan O'Dowda's version of it a couple of weeks ago. This is their version of Love's Old Sweet Song. Taken from, I'm gathering anyway, that it's taken from a 78, because you can hear a little bit of snap and crackle. But certainly no pop.
Out of the dream. today we hear love song of yore. Deep in our hearts it dwells forevermore. Footsteps may falter, weary grow the way, still we can hear it at the close of day. So till the end, when life's dim shadows fall, love will be found the sweetest song.
You must agree now. Come on, wasn't that something else? Beautiful voices, a wonderful arrangement. Patricia Cahill and Kenneth McKellar and Love's Old Sweet Song. Friends, I'm one of these people who can be actually moved to tears by music. And I'm not ashamed to say that. When I first heard this next track, it's performed for us by a group called Roisin. And when I first heard it, as I say, the tears came to my eyes. I'm not quite sure what it's all about, but I just want to explain. In the chorus, he says, "Say goodbye to Margaret, Mary Bridget and Michal." Michal is the Irish word for Michael. Now, he's in jail and he's writing a letter, first of all, to his mother and then to his brother. Take a listen to Roisin as they sing the song, The Last Farewell.
Dearest mother, I am writing just to say I won't be home. There is something that I have to do, and I must do alone. And they put me in this lonely prison cell. Tonight my thoughts are with you as I say my last farewell. So say goodbye to Margaret, Mary Bridget and Michal. I have no words to tell you how much I'll miss you all. Although I may not show it, you know I love you well. So in my final letter, I will bid my last farewell. Dearest brother, won't you take good care of all the folks for me? Go home to Rathfarnham on the day they set you free. I was happy when you stood by me in all that we've been through. No one has ever had so true a brother such as you. Georgie, Margaret, Mary, Bridget, and me all. I have no words to tell you how much I'll miss you all. Although I may not show it, you know I love you well. So in my final letter, I will bid my last farewell. Dearest mother, it's so very sad that now we have to part. To understand the reasons that trouble your poor heart, I have told you since I was a boy, it was my destiny to die a true brave soldier, so that one day you'd be free. So say goodbye to Margaret, Mary, Bridget, and me all. I have no words to tell you how much I'll miss you all. Although I may not show it, you know I love you well. So in my final letter, I will bid my last farewell. In my final letter, I will bid my last farewell.
Roisin and the song My Last Farewell. I want to play for you now a song by the group Barleycorn. And this tells the story of a young lady from Ringsend. Now, Ringsend is now a district of Dublin, but at one time it was a village outside the city of Dublin. And all the beautiful girls, supposed to be anyway, came from Ringsend. Well, my wife is from Ringsend, so maybe I'm a bit biased. But they were known as Ringsend Rose. And this tells the story of this man who's singing the praises of Ringsend Rose. And it opens up with the line, "In Irish town there lived a maid." Irish town is part of Ringsend. And there's one line I think I need to explain. She was a seamstress. In other words, she was a dressmaker. I think that's about all I need to explain, but it's a beautiful version of the song Ringsend Rose from Barleycorn.
In Irish town there lived a girl fairer than the flower I am wearing. Rose Donahue, all fresh and new, and I loved her past all caring. And there she goes,
she goes,
my
she goes.
Rings and rose in God's garden there. My rings and rose, Dublin town has seen none fairer. Sweet 17, my seamstress queen, she's no bigger than a thimble. Soft satin skin, street Arabs grin, and she makes my world so simple. And there she goes, earrings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer, and there she goes. My rings and rose. Dublin town has seen none fairer. Yards of lace, I'll walk with grace, and a golden ring she's asking. A safe and slow, but still I know that her love is and there she goes. My rings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer, and there she goes. My rings and rose. Dublin town has seen fairer, and there she goes. My rings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer, and there she goes. My rings and rose.
I have many versions of that particular song, Rings End Rose, but I think that version by Barleycorn is by far the best. They sing it beautifully. Friends, Dublin stands on the River Liffey. Now, it actually almost passes through the centre of Dublin, which requires people, if they want to go from one part of Dublin to another, to cross the river. Nowadays, we have many bridges. I'm not quite sure, but I think there are about 11 bridges crossing the River Liffey. But many years ago, the only way that people could get from one side of the river to the other was by ferry. But as the bridges, as more bridges were built, well, the need for a ferry died down. And I'm going to play for you now a song by Johnny McAvoy entitled The Ferryman, in which he explains how his work is no longer required and he's out of a job. Johnny McAvoy and The Ferryman.
The little boats are gone from the breast of Anna Liffey. The ferrymen are stranded on the quay. And the Dublin docks are dying, sure a way of life is gone. And it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. 'Twas the only job I had. It was hard but never lonely. The Liffey ferry made a man of me. Now it's gone without a whisper, half forgotten even now. And it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
So now I'll tend my yard, and I'll spend the day in talking, and I'll hear them whisper, Charlie's on the dole. But Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young, and the river never owned me heart and soul. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
If you ever loved me, Molly, love me now. The Ferryman from Johnny McAvoy. We seemed, so far in this week's programme, to be pretty short on female vocalists. We'd have to put that to right straight away with the beautiful Anne Breen, a lovely voice this girl has. Now, I played over the weeks many versions of this song. I think we've even played Bing Crosby's version. We played Dermot O'Brien's version. Now, and Daniel O'Donnell's, but listen to Anne Breen singing the praises of Galway Bay.
To be
the lovely voice of Anne Breen there, singing the praises, and why not, of Galway Bay. We move from Galway on the west right over to the east again. Now we're almost to Dublin, but just south of Dublin is the County Kildare, a very flat county. It's well known for anything to do with horses. Of course, you've all heard of the Curragh Racecourse here in Ireland, one of the most famous racecourses in the world. And along with the racecourse, there are many other breeding stables and training outfits, what have you, all dealing with horses. Curragh means flat, and when it comes to land, that is. And here, Emmett Spiceland, I haven't played this track for a while now, are singing the praises of the Curragh of Kildare. Listen to this. I think the harmonies are beautiful in this.
The winter, it is past, and the summer's come at last. And the birds, they are singing in the trees. Their little hearts are glad, but mine is very sad. For my true love is far away from me, and straight I will repair to the Curragh of Kildare, for it's there find tidings of my dear.
The rose upon the briar, by the water running clear, brings joy to the linnet and the bee. Their little hearts are blessed, but mine is not at rest, for my true love is absent from me,
and straight I will repair to the Curragh of Kildare, for it's there I'll find tidings of. So green I will appear, and straight I will repair to the Curragh of Kildare, for it's there I'll find tidings of my dear. For you that are in love and I pity the pains that you endure, for experience lets me know